So, the coronal mass ejection from the flare that was observed a couple of days ago, the X2.2, has finally arrived at the Earth. The shock was recorded by the ACE spacecraft out in space at around 20 to 1 this morning. And then we picked it up on our BGS magnetometer network in the UK at 0130, right across the network. And we've been monitoring the data since then. Now, activity conditions are raised, but they're not raised as much as it could have been, because we now know that the magnetic field polarity in the coronal mass ejection itself, as it passes the Earth, is not in a direction which allows efficient transfer of energy and radiation into our magnetosphere. What we're seeing and what we're recording at the moment is a little bit of activity that comes from processes acting way out in the magnetosphere, where that energy can be transferred in. Now, our expectations for today is that the field will generally quieten down again as the coronal mass ejection passes. There is still some chance for observations of the Northern Lights in the UK, but that's at a much less likely level than we'd hoped before.